certainly give honor to God, our Father, who is the head of all of our lives. We greet you in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, and we say that it's good to be here. Amen, amen. We thank the Temptations. Amen. 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 For getting us in the spirit of Christmas. Amen. They've already said Merry Christmas, and I'll have to resound with the Merry Christmas to you all. Amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen. Again, I just want to make mention of just two little brief announcements. Certainly, we welcome Reverend Pearson back in the house. I know she was out with a bug, but thank God as being a healing God. Amen. And got her back, amen, in strength. Amen. So we thank her. We also are delighted to have in the audience who elected to remain humble in his own ways. Amen, amen. Reverend Johnson at the back there. Praise God. Amen, amen. That he wanted to sit at the back there. So we thank him. And we are also delighted that Licentia Benjamin is back with us as well. Amen, amen. And our doorpost, thank you. We're delighted to see Sister Duren back. Amen. We know that she was out briefly. Our daughter is recovering. Praise God. Amen. So we're glad to know that. Amen. That your prayers, amen, have done a mighty good thing for the family as well as she, amen, and others who have been out for some reason, amen. Again, we greet you. Now, for those of you who have your Bibles, amen, as was read earlier into our hearing, Luke chapter number 2, verse 8 through verse 15. If you would just put your hand on that for a moment, amen. But also, if you will, and you all are also very familiar with John chapter 3, verse 16. And really, two portions of God's hearing. I pray that we can link those together. I don't have a long sermon. I don't know if I have a shouting one, but I just need your prayers and your amens. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Okay, so while you have your hands on both of those, if we would just bow for a moment, that we would pray that God will saturate us with His Holy Spirit. God, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day that thou hast made for us and for us to rejoice and be glad about it and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask right now, Lord, for preaching power, that the real preacher will show up and just use me only as a vessel, that somebody will come and say, what must I do to be saved? Somebody will take heed to your holy word and come out from darkness into your marvelous light and be saved. We ask in Jesus' name for restoration upon those who need to be restored, for salvation for those who need salvation, amen, but clarification for those who need understanding in your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and for his name's sake we pray, O Lord, amen. 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 John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, amen. In Luke chapter 2, read at verse 8, says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I just want to pull those two back. For God so loved the world that he gave. Verse 12 says, verse 12 says, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. If you don't mind for a moment, just look at your neighbor. Amen. Look how good he looks in Jesus, or she looks in Jesus. And just tell your neighbor, enjoy God's gift to you. Amen. Enjoy God's Christmas gift to you. Enjoy God's Christmas gift to you. My brothers and my sisters, I'm sure all of us in here would agree with me in that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, because it is a time when it seems that the entire world is transformed into love and happiness, so much that people should always stop and consider what happened on the first Christmas night. It was on the first Christmas night that God gave his only begotten son. Christmas is the wonderful time of the year because it is the time when it seems that the entire world is transformed into love and happiness. That first Christmas night, heaven released one of the most holy entity that connected man back at one with the most holy. And so because of what God did and to and for mankind, Christmas is the time we find when families gather together with love, joy, and happiness. It is a time when we stop to reflect upon all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon us all year long. Goodwill, hasn't God been good to you? Oh, come on, somebody. God's been good to you. Therefore, Christmas is a time when we remember the greatest blessings of all, that God, in person of the Lord Jesus Christ, transcended time and space and came into this world to be our Savior. John bear witness of this gift to the world in John 3:16, where he says, God gave. And Luke bear witness in verse 12, and it says, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Couple of two and paraphrase it. It can read just as it's read. That for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And so, because of God's gift to the world, all boys and girls get excited with the anticipation of getting gifts wrapped in the form of presents. All boys and girls. Some oversized older boys and girls. Come on, let me go ahead on that. Ever since God gave to the world, mothers and daddies have been busy getting everything ready for Christmas. The tree is trimmed, and the stockings are filled and are hanging over the mantle, and the food is cooked to the perfect taste of delicious. Yet, one of the most enjoyable part of Christmas is giving and receiving gifts. Therefore, it is important that the saved and the unsaved know that regardless of your age, God has a gift for you. I need your prayer, somebody. God has a gift for you. Before you leave this house of worship and go your way, know that God still has a gift for you. And so I want to share with you this morning God's Christmas gift to you. What a shame it would be if you left unwrapped. What a shame if it would be if you left unreceived that wonderful gift that God has for each and every person. And so the first point that we can consider for this message is God wants you to have Jesus as your Christmas gift. Wow, let me say it again. Y'all, let me let folks go ahead and get settled. So y'all missed this right here. People are looking around. First point, God wants you to have Jesus as your Christmas gift. That's enough to get happy all by itself. Macy's can't give you what Jesus can give you. Come on, somebody. Belt can't give you what Jesus can. Mama can't. Daddy can't. Nobody can give you what Jesus can give you but the Lord. God wants you to have Jesus as your Christmas gift. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Normally when people give gifts, they give them with the intent of making others smile and getting happy. Am I right about that? Not because they don't sell now, but they give them with the intent of making you happy and smile. People give gifts out of love. Come on, somebody. They give them out of care. From having they give them because they have a relation with that person whom they give. People give gifts with the thought of knowing others' personalities and believing that the person whom they give is in need, or the person can use the gift to fulfill a need or a want. That's why we say it's not the gift, but it's the what? It's the thought. Okay, I thought of you, so I gave you this right here because I thought you need this and I thought you can want this. So it is with God as the giver. Of all humanity, God with all of his infinite wisdom and understanding, God with all of his omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent powers, God looked down on mankind and saw all of our wrongs. God saw all of our mess-ups. He saw all of our hidden and open sins that were committed time after time with little intent to do wrong, yet out of love, out of grace, and out of mercy, more than 2,015 years ago, God gave us Jesus. God gave the greatest gift that fits all of our needs, the greatest gift that fits all of our wants. God gave us Jesus Christ as Lord, gave us Jesus as Savior, gave us Jesus as the Lord of all lords. The songwriter put it best, points into our lives where he wrote the song that describe all of our behaviors, that the writer realized that man needed rescue and deliverance from sin. He said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? We'll make no mistake, all of us in here, saved and unsaved, were then and still is right now. We were prone to do wrong, and we all are not perfect. We have flaws, and we make some mistakes in life. We are prone to err and prone to astray and fall short of the glory of God. So God had to give us a gift. Despite all of our wrong, he gave us the gift that loves and forgives us no matter what. Thank God for his love. I thank God for his love and his son, Jesus Christ. This is the one gift that God has given to all of us. Get happy with me because I'm almost finished, okay? It's not a long one. Christmas is about God giving us a gift. Salvation to the world. Wrapped up in one verse is the whole story of Christmas. Someone has said that if every other passage in the Bible were thrown away and only John 3:16 were left, there would still be enough simple gospel to save the whole world. This is surely the greatest verse ever penned by any person. All the great writers of the poets and sages of all the world fall short of this one sentence. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so secondly, as we enjoy God's Christmas gift to us, also know that your gift has a purpose. I need your prayers. Come on, y'all. You're going to get a gift, but just know that your gift has a purpose. Your gift has and it serves a purpose. Goodwill, regardless of whatever you receive or don't receive, know that the gift has a purpose. We all give for a reason, but more so we give for a purpose. John, in the same verse, gives the reason and the purpose of our gift. He said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, come on somebody, the purpose is shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse has been called the gospel in a nutshell. It is and shall be called the world's greatest love story. It has been called the gospel of Christ in one sentence. But as Christmas, I call it God's Christmas gift to you with a plan and purpose. Here's what I'm saying. I'm almost finished because y'all are quiet here. God, the greatest being, so love, the greatest emotion, the world, the greatest number of people, that he gave the greatest sacrifice, his only begotten son, the greatest possession, that's whosoever, the greatest invitation, believe in him, the greatest plan of salvation, shall not perish, the greatest condemnation, but have everlasting life, the greatest possession. God's gift to us has a plan and a purpose. So the question is, what is the gift's plan? What is the gift's purpose? In John chapter 10, Jesus said, as the good shepherd says, for his purpose. He's in verse 9 through 11. We see his purpose and his plan for us. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Verse 10, he says, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he says, I come. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He tells his purpose. He says, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God's gift to us through Jesus is to save us and to bless us beyond measures. Goodwill, God wants you to have the best of what life has to offer. Goodwill, God does not want you to be in need or want. Jesus said, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly. Come on, somebody. You won't be in need during Christmas because you got Jesus. You may not have a stocking on the manna, but you got Jesus. God said, I'm going to give you life, and you have a bit more abundantly. What a mighty God we serve, in that despite all of our flaws, he still wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. Can't get no better than that. Look at his plan. I plan to give you life. Look at his purpose, and that you have it more abundantly. I don't know about you, but in times like these, I want and I need the gift that God has for us. And so thirdly, in order to enjoy God's gift to us, the third thing is, you got to come to him just as you are. You got to come to him just as you are. If you want to receive the gift that God has for you, just come to him just as you are. Don't wait and try to get right, because that would never happen. Come to him just as you are. Verse 15 of the text says, and it came to pass, as the angel were going away from heaven, from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing. Come on, somebody. Which is to come, which the Lord hath made known for us. Notice what he says. The shepherd said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Come on, somebody. They want to see it for themselves. They weren't perfect shepherds, but they said, let's go see this thing, which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. One thing we should never do, and that is judge a package by the wrapping on the outside. Come on, somebody. Nor should we judge a gift by the size of the packet. You see, until you get the gift, you will never know the value of the gift. Let me say that again. Until you get the gift, you will never know the value of the gift. Jesus was given to us as a gift in the most unusual way. Heaven pronounced his interest and birth. And so as imperfect as they were, the shepherds went to him just as they were. Oh, come on, somebody. The hymn writer said, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Jesus doesn't care how much money you have in the bank. Just come to him just as you are. He doesn't care how much a little education you have, but just come just as you are. He doesn't care about what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, but just come to him just as you are. You see, the problem most folks have is they try to fix up what they have already messed up before they come to the Lord. But Jesus wants us to come to him messed up so he can fix us up. You must realize that nothing is too hard for God. That's why John said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe, when you're down and out, but if you believe in him, when you don't know where to turn and what to and where to go, but if you believe in him, he said, thou shalt be saved. You must realize that nothing is too hard. Jesus can redo, he can revise, he can rework, and he can make anybody new again that is worn down and trotted and feel that they can't be lifted up. That's why he says, I am the door. He says, I'm the door. That's his purpose. He says, by me, if any man shall enter, he shall be saved. And when you come to him just as you are, you got to bring something to get something. You see, we all can bring something to the table just as long as we bring our best to God. He wants the best. The Magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You may not be a quartet singer like the Temptation, but you can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You may not be able to pray like somebody else, but you can at least, if God's been good to you, say amen. You may not be as emotional as the person next to you who's ready to say hallelujah, praise the Lord, but you ought to be able to smile sometime because God gave you Jesus. Everybody has something to bring to the table. And when you bring Jesus something, God does not expect what we bring to be the same as somebody else. But bring him your midnight tears, and he'll give you joy, unspeakable joy. That's why David says, thou shalt put my tears in the bottle. Bring him those problems that are troubling your mind, those problems that are causing you to lay awake at night and in the morning. He'll wipe away your tear. He'll create a new day for you. Give God your best. You see, as you come to him just as you are, you will soon realize that whatever and whatever you can do, God can do it best. He can, because he's able. I say God is able. He's able to heal your body. He's able to heal your sickness. He's able to give you comfort to your grief. He's able to bring joy to your sorrow, strengthen you when you're weak. Wipe the midnight tears away and make light breakthrough on your dark, cloudy situation. Give God your best by coming to him just as you are. What is your best? Your flaws. What is your best? Your mistake. What is your best? Your fault finding way. Just give it to God. That's why God gave us Jesus, because we were unfit to live, too sinful to die. But he sent his son on one starry night. And when they looked up, something was happening. When they looked up, something was about to take place. When they looked up, the angel says, for unto us this day a child is born, a son is given. His name is Jesus. His name is Wonderful. His name is the Mighty One. His name is Counselor, Goodwill. Who is he to you? He's Jesus. Who is he to you?
Jesus.
Who is he to you? Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Comforter. Jesus, my Helper. Jesus, my Lover. Jesus, my Bright Morning Star. Jesus, my Way Out of No Way. Jesus, Jesus. His name is Jesus. Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with you. Enjoy God's Christmas gift. Jesus. Enjoy that gift. Enjoy. And the best way to enjoy and save folks is to come to him just as you are. Because we all fall short. We all have made some mistakes. We all have gone astray. And unsaved folk come to him just as you are. And he'll love you just the same. He'll love you just as you are. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Goodwill. God gave you Jesus. God gave you Jesus. For so God loved, he loved you, the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That song says, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you have him, Goodwill? Where is he? Is he in your heart? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? God is all right because he gave us Jesus. Where is he? He's in my heart. Enjoy God's Christmas gift, Jesus. Enjoy, Goodwill. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. You got Jesus in this season in your heart. Go ahead, choir.